ओके ओम जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मेतयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. वी आर डिस्कसिंग दि अवतार स्तोत्रम. अवतार डजंट मीन ओनली श्री रामकृष्ण. एनी अवतार हू केम इन दि पास्ट and who is going to come in future also. So, can it not change? It cannot change. Because one's nature can never be changed. God's nature cannot be changed. In our last...
The same guna, they say that when they take the human form, then there is sattva, rajas and...
Exactly, God. See.
So, all of them have the same...
Same. Otherwise... Not,
like sattva is more or whatever.
Yes. It won't change. Why? Because they come with a power to give. What is the speciality of an avatara? A jivan mukta, you understand? One who has become free. He also has the same knowledge. What is the difference in the power? Jivan mukta can help hardly anybody. An avatara can help a huge number of people. So, to contain that power, the person must have that capable vehicle. And that vehicle is called sattva guna. So, he has to come exactly in the same way. Any number of times he comes, he has to come exactly in the same way.
They can come at the same time.
Same
can
time.
The same time. Can there be five people like that at the same...
Avatara...
At the same time. At the same time.
An avatara doesn't... Many avataras do not come at the same time. Each time God comes only by himself, but he can bring some companions with him.
No, like
yeah.
Can they be at the same time?
One after the other. Not at the same time. What happened last time when they came at the same time? Same thing is going to happen next time also. If Rama and Krishna come separately, they are very friendly. If they come at the same time, there is bound to be...
But Parashurama avataram, they say, at the Rama.
His purpose... See, Hindu concept of avatara is, in whomsoever the power to do good is more manifest, he is an avatara. So, Hitler is not called an avatara. Only those who do some positive, some good to humanity. So, one person is enough. And who knows better than God about politics? If two avataras come, there will be... quarrels. So he knows, he will come only at a time. Yeah. And it is the same being who comes again and again and again. Okay. Last class, we were discussing that nirbhaya, bhaya rahita, nirbhaya gata samshaya. First we discussed tyagishvara, he naravara, dehopode, anurag. Only by praying can we get love, devotion, discrimination, dispassion, etc. And it should be only God's grace. Without God's grace, we cannot get God. From the beginning, in the middle, in the end, grace, grace and grace. Nothing but grace. We have to take it for granted. So, just to illustrate this point, Shankaracharya, you know, he was a follower of Jnanamarga. Jnanamarga means what? They don't accept Nirguna, accepting Nirguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma they don't accept. So, the Divine Mother wanted to teach him. One day he was walking. This Divine Mother had taken the form of an old woman and she was lying in the way. It was a narrow way. Only one person can walk. It is not our Hindu custom. Somebody is lying. You put your foot and then walk over. That is disrespect. So Shankaracharya said, Mother, please move. She said, I am unable to move. You make me move. I am unable to move. You make me move. And he touched her to make her move. He lost all movement. Then he understood it must be the mother only. Then he prayed. What is that? Except gatistvam, 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 tvameka bhavani. All this came out of own experience. Accepting Sharanagati, there is no other way. So, when a jnani, means a sadhaka, was practicing jnana marga, he says, Aham Brahmasmi. What does that mean? He merges his aham in Brahman. A bhakta says from the very beginning that, O Lord, I am nothing, you are everything. Ultimately, whatever it is, we have to remove our egotism. There is no other way, Sharanagati. That is, then only we get certain things, devotion. When devotion comes, what happens? The first thing, the first sign that we are having some devotion, fear goes away. Now tell me, what is the relationship between fear and worry? Can you tell me what is the relationship? Will you worry if you are not afraid of something? Only when you are frightened, somebody may do something to me or somebody may take away something from me, fear comes. When there is fear and when we are helpless, then worry comes. I hope you are able to follow me. Suppose, you know, a small creature, a small insect comes, it can sting. So, are you worried? Is it going to sting me? You are not worried because the moment it comes near, you can squash it. But if a big elephant comes and there is no way to go anywhere, then what is the thing? First comes fear. Fear turns into worry. But when a person, let me first put, Sri Ramakrishna has to give this analogy. There was a jamindar and there was a very poor fellow. This poor fellow had taken the jamindar to the court. Everybody understood, how dare this poor fellow take a jamindar to court? Behind this poor fellow, there is even bigger jamindar is there. Otherwise, how dare he do that? So, as soon as a devotee, he thinks I am small fellow. As soon as he acquires devotion, he becomes fearless. How does he become fearless? Because behind me, my mother is there, my father is there, God is there. Who can do anything to me? That is the fearlessness that comes. So, Hanuman Singh's story, you know, there was a Dharwan Hanuman Singh at Dakshineshwar and he used to wrestle. One day a big wrestler had come and the people, you know, they know this fellow. Hey, let us have a, that fellow is like a Rakshasa, Bakasura or Bhimasura. Have you heard what I said?
Yes.
Bhimasura.
Asura.
Baba, he looks like an Asura. Whoever marries an Asuri, what does he become? You understand? He married whom? He did. Yeah, and Rakshasis also are not going to marry human beings. Human beings are there like a delicious rasagullas. But to be husband, he must be like that only. Accepting Swarpanaka was an exceptional case. So, they arranged one wrestling match. The day it was fixed, that fellow went on eating every day eggs chicken, ghee, all those pushtikara ahara. What was Hanuman Singh doing? He was eating only once a day. Day by day was becoming like that. But what was, he used to come in the morning, make pranams to Thakur. He used to come in the evening, make pranams. And Thakur blessed him. You are going to win. Don't worry. Don't worry. Did I tell you, don't worry clinic? Even if you heard, you will not remember it, you know. There was one doctor who named his surgery Don't Worry Clinic. So somebody was puzzled, intrigued. What do you mean by Don't Worry Clinic? He said, look here. Suppose you are sick and you come to my surgery. Only two things can happen. Either you get well or you don't get well. If you get well, nothing to worry. So if you don't get well, only two things can happen. What is it? Either you will die. That means either you go to heaven or you go to hell. If you go to heaven, what is there to worry? But supposing you go to hell, you meet all your old friends there. So nothing to worry.
Are you suffering?
Yeah. Arey Baba, when friends are there, without friends it is suffering. With friends it is maja hi maja hai. So, a devotee, as soon as a child, Sri Ramakrishna is telling, so long as mother is not there, is terribly frightened, worried. The moment mother is there, it is for the mother to worry about it. So that strength he will get, my mother is there, what is there for me to worry about? Is it not a fact?
Yes.
Prahlada, example, greatest example. Was he worried? My father is going to torture me, kill me and all those things. Do whatever you like. I have nothing to worry. It is my mother's worry. Incidentally, was Prahlada looking upon Vishnu as mother or as father? It is only, from our viewpoint, it is both mother and father. From spiritual point, there is no mother or father. It is a protective power. The soul, what is that power? I am the child of God. And what is God? Soul, Atman. So if God is Atman and I am the child of Atman, who am I? I am Atman. Atman doesn't have body mind. So there is nothing to lose, nothing to gain. So Heya and Upadeya, both are not there. Heya means something to be discarded. Upadeya means something to be obtained. Both will not be there. So, what is our problem? Either we are fearing losing something or not getting something which we want. That fearlessness, nirbhaya, that is why when Agnivalka instructed Janaka and Janaka understood, realized, then certificate was given by the Guru. Abhayam vai praptosi Janakaha. Janaka, you have attained fearlessness. Because to fear, there must be a second object. In infinity, where is the second object? So, gata samshaya. There would be no doubt. When a person has direct experience of truth, there cannot be any other type of knowledge. Knowledge obtained from the scriptures, even from the guru, you may have faith. But faith must be translated into fact. That means what? Fact can be only through experience, direct experience, pratyaksha. It is called pratyaksha, it is called aparoksha, it is called paravidya. What is paravidya? I become knowledge. Aparavidya, I have knowledge. So if we know all the scriptures, is it paravidya or aparavidya? Aparavidya, lower knowledge, I have. That's why you know in the fun, Mundaka Upanishad. So the disciple approaches the Guru, then he says, teach me the highest knowledge. What is that? By knowing which every knowledge can be obtained. Knowing which, so suppose there are a million ornaments made out of gold. You don't need to know if this is a ring, this is a necklace, this is a bangle. You don't need to obtain all. You get the knowledge of gold. Then you get the knowledge of everything else, because everything is nothing but an ornament. Always remember, is nothing but pure gold. There is no object called ornament. There is only one object. What is the object? Only gold. Then what is the ornament? Gold in a particular shape and name and utility. This nama, rupa and prayojana is called ornament. Ornament is not a special object. Somehow we are under the delusion. If it were an object, goldsmith can take your gold, he can give you the ornament. Because two objects. So if he takes gold, he is taking away the ornament also. If he takes the ornament, he is taking away the gold also. So again and again we will emphasize, there is no world, only God. What is the world then? God with a name and forms is called the world. And world without name and form is called God. This is the, many times we will repeat it, because it, we know it, but it doesn't go inside. Gata samshaya, there will be no doubt. I am not able to hear you clearly.
You were saying about knowing that God is behind and therefore
feeling. Not behind.
In within.
God is the world. World, God with name and form is world. Like a bangle is a shape, name, a particular shape of material called gold. And it is called, because of particular utility, it is called a bangle.
From this, when you said realizing knowledge, will it still help? I mean, there is a turning point where you actually get over the body pains. I mean, finally, this is a room where the fear stems from, in a sense.
From the practical point of view, what we are discussing is the truth in theoretical form. It is the truth, but it is in a theoretical form. What is theoretical form? I have not realized it. So, what is sadhana? To say this, I will give an example. Swamiji said, what is karma yoga? Serving man, looking upon him as God. Shiva gnane jiva shiva. Clear. So long as, what are we looking at anything? Jiva. Jiva doesn't mean only man. Jiva means any living creature, any non-living creature also is jiva only. So, can you serve a non-living creature? Yes. When you try to keep up environment rightly, you are serving whom? God, Shiva. Because it's very funny thing. Supposing you are saving a river from pollution, looking upon the river as what? Oh, Ganga Nadi, Yamuna or Brahmaputra, etc., etc. Or a mountain or a forest. Whom are you really serving? Are you serving God or are you serving yourself? If you save a forest, who is saved? You are saved. If you make a river pure, who is saved? You are saved. Whatever you do, actually it doesn't make anything, any difference to God. It makes only difference to us. You understand now? So, sadhana is to look upon every single thing in this world with the eyes, this is divine. The chair is divine, yes, it is divine. Okay, we will discuss, keep this discussion. After the class is over, we will discuss. First point is, I am not able to hear you clearly, you have to come forward. Second is, so let us continue the class. At the end of the class, we will clarify it. So, gata samshaya, nirbhaya gata samshaya, then dhridha.
You are talking about fear, a small deviation. Says three passions,
Fear
and hatred, we understand to a certain extent. But what is lajja?
Lajja in English language is translated as modesty or shamefulness.
Why is that a passion?
Because when we have to do something, in what context Thakur was giving this upadesham to the devotee, he says that by taking God's name, you will progress in spiritual life. But you are feeling, what do the other people think about me if I take God's name? They think this is a superstitious fool, he is not a practical person. This is even us. So suppose you are asked to dance here. Will you do it? You don't do it, but you enjoy other people dancing. In the name of God, you know, in Belur Mat and other places, South India I have not seen. But Belur Mat and Thakur's birthday and other things, all 200 sadhus, they go early morning, go around. Eshache, Nutan, Manush, Degbi, Jodi, Aichole. That all rhythmic, this one. They are dancing like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced it. Children also do that in joyfulness. But when we become old, should we dance? What do the other fellow think about me? This is called lajja. But we are shameless with regard to many other things. This shamelessness is a great quality, I tell you, even from the worldly point of view. Suppose you are invited for a feast and such nice dishes are there. One serving, okay, normal. Second serving, a little less normal, but okay. But you still feel, I must have more. Then the host is telling, shall I give you some more? What do you say? No, 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 no. Yeah, how do you say that? No, 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 no. The plate is here, he is saying no, 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 like that. So, if it is a person known to you, you don't need, eat shamelessly, Thakur's teaching. After all, he is offering and what is there, suppose he thinks you are a glutton. Okay, let him think, he will lose. You will not lose anything. So, eat shamelessly. Meditate shamelessly, serve shamelessly, all this lajja, bhaya, don't fear. What do the other people think about me? So modesty is necessary, but what type of modesty, under what circumstances? So when you are doing something wrong, modesty certainly is a big break. Being a devotee of Sri Ramakrishna, can I do this wrong thing?
Don't you think lajja is a form of either fear or hatred?
No, there is. You see, if you have studied Holy Mother's teachings, modesty is the greatest ornament of every woman. Lajja mahadbhushanam. This is the greatest ornament for women. So what is telling there? It has nothing to do with fear or anything. They want shamelessly to exhibit their body. That is called immodesty. Their modesty is necessary. Here in this case, your modesty is preventing you by showing your devotional emotions. You want to sing. that there is the, in the gospel. M was an elderly person. The Ramakrishna was asking, join in the singing. But what do the others think about me? But even if you don't sing also, they already think about you. So there is nothing to lose for you. Already they are thinking many bad things about you. Okay, join it. Now you understand, modesty could be both positive and negative. When shameful things, unrightful things are to be done, be modest means don't do it. When good things have to be done, then you break your so-called modesty. In fact, modesty is a kind of fear. Modesty is a kind of fear. What do the other people think about me? No, in good things, you must break that modesty. That is what Sri Ramakrishna meant. If anything is preventing you from going nearer to God, in the name of society, good name, etc., etc., then you break them. I can give one more example I will give. Suppose there is a big, very respectable man, big, rich man, and very powerful man, and some normal people, they are taking God's name, dancing. Would that man dare to come and dance with them? But if he is a devotee, he should not think, I am a big man, I am a rich man, what do people think about me? Will they take advantage of me? This is another fear. If I mix with others, will they take undue advantage of me? No. You have to be intelligent. At the same time, you express your devotion. Otherwise, this immodesty itself becomes a great obstruction. Your mind says, go and jump. But your outward circumstances don't do it. So actually, you are harming yourself. So both meanings are there. For everything, fear for the bad thing is very good. To do some shameful thing, I fear, what do people think about? Is it good or bad? It is good, because that will prevent you from doing something bad.
But the sense of fear is always there. That should be removed.
What I am trying to tell you, fear is a very general concept. But fear, in what sense are we talking? We are not fearing doing bad things. See, when nobody knows, we can do many things, isn't it? If I want to kill somebody, I don't kill. Why? Because fear of police, fear of public opinion. But if you get that fellow somewhere in the secret, where you shoot him down, will you fear? You'll be glad, isn't it? In Ireland is a country where the Protestants and Catholics always fight with each other. So when they get any one of them gets the other one in darkness, they'll be very happy. One day, a man was walking after 7 o'clock. Suddenly he felt the butt of a gun. Are you a Catholic or a Protestant? Because the other fellow also doesn't know. So this fellow thought, if I say Catholic, maybe he's a Protestant, he will kill me. If I tell I'm a Protestant, maybe he's Catholic, he will kill me. He simply said, but you know what he said? I'm a Jew. The fellow there, he jumped up and down and said, boy, oh boy, am I the luckiest Arab in the whole world? Arab. Well, Arabs want to kill Jews. So, every emotion has got a negative side and positive side. Many of us don't dare to do certain things because of this, what is called unnecessary fear. It is all fear. Lajja is fear. Ghrana is also fear. Hatred. Terrible hatred is called ghrana. Dvesha is a milder form. Ghrana, you look down upon that fellow. These are psychological variations. What is the, since the topic came, I am just taking it. Kamsa hated Krishna. Bhaya, this Kamsa feared Krishna. Shishupala and Dantavaktra hated Krishna. So that is called Dvesha. But they did not look down upon Krishna as an inferior person. They know the strength of Krishna. We don't dare to fight with him person to person. From behind, yes, we can kill that guy. You understand now? Whereas Ghrina means you look down upon that fellow. Like, you know, Ghrina is more like when an earthworm or a cockroach comes to you. When a cockroach, you see a cockroach, do you fear cockroach? Or do you hate cockroach? But you have Ghrina towards it. There was this husband, and one day a Swami asked, I am pleased with you. What do you want to become in your next birth? He said, I want to become a cockroach. Swami was shocked. Why? Because my wife fears only cockroach, not me. You understand now? Ghrina is looking as a most inferior object in this world. Any dirty thing, we have Ghrina. Some dung is there. Cow dung or man dung or whatever it is. How do you feel? Ghrina is there. Dvesha is much higher. What is Dvesha now, you understand? I know this, my enemy is a very powerful person. I can't look down upon him, but I hate him because he is giving me trouble. But all the three are variations of what? Fear. All the variations. What do people think? Is that fear? And I look down upon some person.
What is the third one?
Huh?
What is the third one?
Bhaya. Lajja, Ghrina, Bhaya. Sri Ramakrishna used to say often, for a devotee, in the matter of taking God's name, meditation, worship, dancing, singing of God's name, do not cherish Lajja, Ghrina, and Bhaya. And we extend it, not Sri Ramakrishna. He said, when you are eating, eat shamelessly. You feel like eating. But what do other people think? They think I'm a glutton. So when others are not there, what are you doing? When other people are not there, food is available, what do you think you do? Glutton only. Now we are afraid to show ourselves in the public. Public, we want such a modest person. He eats only this much. There is a fellow called Devadatta. He is seen eating only this much daytime. But every day he was becoming like a balloon, round and round. How can he become? Divana bhungte, ratrau bhungte. Daytime he is not eating. Night time, firing. That's what we call it, no? Firing. Okay. So, nirbhaya gata samsaya, dridha nischaya. His will becomes absolutely one-pointed. Why? Because he knows this is the most worthy object in this world. And we also becomes dridha nischaya if we have the right discrimination. I am giving you small examples to make the point clear. Suppose there are two bottles. One is written virulent poison. Another is written chyavanaprasha or some tonic. So, unless you want to die, what would be your strongest, what is called will? Which one you want to take? Do you have, shall I take this, shall I take the other one? Will you be thinking about it 100 times? First instance is the moment poison, out. That is called dridha nischaya. Without the least bit of doubt, one-pointedness of the will is called dridha nischaya. And Sri Ramakrishna, nirbhaya. See, when people used to fear, even in daytime, to enter into that Panchavati jungle for fear of snakes, scorpions and ghosts. Night time ghosts, daytime and snakes. Here in Bangalore only, few days back, one poisonous baby snake bit one small boy or girl, one girl. Why? I was very shocked to hear the news. That fellow, this is the season for snakes to give birth. So I did not know. After reading this, when I am walking, I don't step into the rubble. Because if this is the season, who knows? So in one house, one snake had given birth to a poisonous baby. And the watchman shied, he shooed like that. That fellow got so angry, this girl was coming down the stairs, it went and bit. Immediately they had to admit her in the hospital before she could have been killed. Because baby snake doesn't mean only babies will die. Baby snake can kill non-babies also. So they got the poison and anti-poison injection they gave. What I am trying to tell you is, Sri Ramakrishna, absolutely no fear. Whole night he would go and sit under the panchavati, naked also. Were there mosquitoes or not? Tell me, answer me. Were there mosquitoes or not? Were they small or big? And did they become big or not? After Sri Ramakrishna started practicing meditation there, did they become big or not? You understand now? He had absolutely no fear. Hriday feared. You know that incident. You read the, then, Gata Samshaya. Sri Ramakrishna has absolutely no doubt whether Divine Mother exists or not. He had no doubt. But what did he have? Mother, can I have your darshan or not? Then, once he makes up his mind, how Sri Ramakrishna makes up his mind? Is like we are discussing with the help of this Sri Ramakrishna's life. Whenever Sri Ramakrishna was about to undertake a particular type of sadhana, what is the first thing he will do? He will divide his own mind into two. One part of the mind to be examined, the other part of the mind to examine. He will ask, O mind, do you really want to attain this? Only without doubt, immediately, without thinking. If the other part of the mind says, yes, I don't want anything else excepting this. That is the first question. Second question, are you ready to pay the payment? Whatever is required, sacrifice, sadhana, are you prepared to pay? What is our case? Both case, the answer is, I will think later. Yes. Even if we sometimes, yes, I want God, are you prepared? That is why God business is a devala business from the very beginning. You understand? God business is a foregone conclusion. It is a devala business. Devala means what? Failed business. Why? For business to succeed, three conditions are necessary. The first condition is there must be the scarcity of material. Because if it is available plenty everywhere, there would be no demand for it. Then scarcity. Second is there must be really some demand for it. Thirdly, it must be priced so that the fellows who want to buy are capable of buying it. Now what is God's business? God is available everywhere at all times. Second condition is there are practically no demanders. Third condition is, even if some rare fellow says, okay, I want God, the price is so high. You say, Baba, enough is enough. I don't have that much of price to pay. You understand now? God's business is Diwala business even before it started. Okay, Sri Ramakrishna had all these three qualities. That's why Swamiji had Nirbhaya, Dhridanishchaya, Gata Samshaya. But without the least bit of doubts, what is the doubt? Two points here. This is the best object, therefore I want only that object. Second, I am capable of obtaining it. This psychology most people don't know. I told you many times, I will tell you again. You see, all of us are citizens of India. Any one of us can become Prime Minister. So if I ask you, how many of you would like to become Prime Minister? How many of you would like to become Prime Minister? Practically none. Does it mean that you don't want to become Prime Minister? You are saying, I don't want to become Prime Minister. Does it mean you don't want to become Prime Minister? The thing is that first of all, you know, even if you compete, you won't get back even the deposit. Is it not a fact? We know it. Secondly, even if we somehow get elected, the price, because every gun is targeting only whom? Minister, Prime Minister, all those fellows. Yes, this is a fact. That's why they always go with only bodyguards. They can't simply go like that. And they must have thick skins. If they are frightened getting, your blood pressure goes up. Anytime you see some beard, blood pressure goes up. You know, beard always associated with either Sardarji or terrorist. Terrorist. So we always fear, you know, here also, every Hindu fears a Muslim. That's why they behave so politely. Your father, you know, when we wanted to take our Thakur's photo in front, there was a debate whether we should go from inside the compound or whether we should go outside the compound, because the mosque is there. Then we decided, without making much noise, we will take it from outside. Yes, your father was the DGP. And then he advised, because there are fanatical fellows. They can raise a huge issue. Every Hindu is holding his breath because of the fear of Muslims. Only when they enter into the ashrama, that is why they also know. Worst fellows in the world are Hindus. I am also included in that. Hindus are the greatest enemies of Hindus. Hindus are the worst traitors of Hindus. This is the fact. I am telling you. Even today, that is the fact. Who is stroking this hatred between Hindus and Muslims? Hindus. And who is supporting the Muslims? Again, Hindus. Go. All your this. Rahul Gandhi and all Mamata Banerjee and all those fellows, what are they doing? For the sake of keeping, they are all gundas. 200 Muslims came into the poll when this poll was going on to prevent Hindus from voting at all. Openly it is coming. Even Modi could not do anything. You can see the idea. How long it is going to go, I don't know. Anyway, these are the characteristics. Nirbhaya, gata samshaya, nishkarana bhakata sharana. Who is the refuge of all devotees? Only God. But if God also becomes a businessman and says, what am I going to get out of your devotion? Yes, I will take you under my wing. But what are you going to pay? If he demands, he is not going to get a single devotee. So, nishkarana, he gives refuge to the devotees without expecting anything from the devotees. All that he wants to do, oh Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, I take refuge in you. Just want to hear. That's why when Vibhishana came with three ministers, four, to Rama, in Ramayana, before the war started, Vibhishana advised Ravanasura, you are doing wrong things, take refuge, you give back Sita and take refuge at his feet. He will not harm you, he will give you shelter, I know him. But his brother says, you are a Paramashatru, like cancer, born in one's body. Instead of helping me, supporting me, you are advising me, get the hell out of here. And he got out of the hell. So he came to Rama. Then Rama was testing everybody. What should we do? Vibhishana came, shall I give him shelter? Everybody said practically, he is coming as a spy to find out what is your force, etc. Don't trust, he is a Rakshasa. Then he asked Hanuman. Hanuman said, I know Vibhishana, I have seen him when I went there. He is really a righteous person and he is your devotee. Rama knew all those things. Then he utters one. Anybody says, oh Rama, I take refuge in you once. He may leave me, but I will not leave him. This is my vrata. I forget the Sanskrit shloka. It's a wonderful shloka. And this applies to all the avatars. Whether it is Krishna, Chaitanya, Ramakrishna, Jesus, Buddha, Dharmam, Sharanam, Gacchami. Buddham, Sharanam, Gacchami. Ramakrishnam, Sharanam, Gacchami. Only once. He takes us, our words, at face value. And he will never leave us. So, this is what is being Nishkarana Bhakata Sharanam. The second point about it is, only he can give us refuge. Why? God alone can give us refuge. Nobody else can give refuge. Why? Because they themselves are shelterless. One fellow is being helplessly carried by the current of a river. Another fellow was thinking, shall I jump or not into the river? This fellow was looking at, hey, come with you, I will give you shelter, I will hold you. That fellow himself is being carried away. Isko Hindi mein kuch kehte hain. Kambal nahi chhodti. You know that, Ram Krishna? You know that? You don't know? You know that? See, there were two sadhus in Uttarkashi. Winter season, very, very cold. They don't have warm clothing. They went out to take bath. So one fellow, older sadhu and younger sadhu. Suddenly they saw a thick blanket was floating. They thought God has given this blanket. So the elder man said to the younger one, go quickly and catch hold of it and bring it to the shore. So this fellow jumped, went near, caught hold of the kambali. He also started floating along with the kambali. Then the elder one was running by the side. He says, hey, kambali ko liyao. Ulta hai, I am not able to bring the kambali here. All right, you come away. The kambali is not allowing me to come. It was a black bear. Once he caught hold of this fellow, it is not leaving. One fellow is helplessly being carried away, he dares to say to the other fellows, you come and take refuge in me. Who in this world can save us? Everybody, we are all samsara sagara, we are being floating away. Who can dare to say that I will give you refuge? Who can give? Only God can give. Nishkarana bhakata sharana. Tyaji jati kula man. Sri Ramakrishna had given up three things. What is it? Jati, kula, mana. Teji, jati, kula, man. What is mana? Sammana. I am a respectable person. He belonged to a kulina brahmana. So I am a brahmana. What is jati? I belong to the brahmana jati. He has given up. When did he give up? The moment first he gave up, before Upanayana, if you don't allow me to take bhiksha in Dhani's, from Dhani's hands, I am not going to take the sacred thread. That time itself he has given. Truth is what I want. Anything else is immaterial. Kula, means what? In the Brahmana families, there are distinctions. A Brahmana who is a cook, a Brahmana who is a pujari. They look down in Bengal upon pujari Brahmanas because he is doing what is called a lowly job for the sake of a little bit of banana rice bundling. That is what Thakur had refused. He is not condemning devotional worship. Most pujaris, they do puja for what? As a profession. And for Brahmana, it is degrading Brahmana kula. Because Brahmana, true Brahmana has got only two, what is called, goals. Adhyayana and Adhyapana. He must study the scriptures, lead the life, and if someone earnestly comes to have knowledge, he must pass on that knowledge. These are the only two. Anything else, so many cooks are there. They are all Brahmanas. Most of our ashramas, whom do they employ? Brahmana cooks only. Now we are employing everybody because we are not getting. Yeah. So that is, they are also looked down. Brahmanas who serve under other people are also looked down. Who is a Kulina Brahmana? He is highly respected among Brahmins because he leads. So Shudhiram was a Kulina Brahmana. And Sri Ramakrishna was even more than that. But he gave up his sacred thread and he used to go and clean the lavatory of the lavatory cleaners. Whose lavatory? Rashik's lavatory. Toilet, you can't call it lavatory. You call it, you know, a place where they answer calls of nature. There is nothing like lavatory. Indian lavatories are lavatories. If you want to see true lavatory, go to Japan. Japanese lavatory. It costs £20,000. Everything, you know that? Ram Kumar? There is a big particular name for that. You know that? Unda? Yeah. If you want to enjoy life, you must have one. Because the moment you sit, kya aram hai, first class, it warms. And then the temperature of the water automatically set. You don't need to do anything, just sit. It will do everything. And it is such a pleasant thing. You don't feel like getting up from there. Even from your bed also will not give so much of sukha. That is Japanese lived. But you know, Rashik, they used to dirty the place. Then Ramakrishna used to go clean that place with his own hands and wipe it with his long hair, praying to, oh mother, let me not have pride, I am a Brahmana. We are all children of the Divine Mother. From Divine Mother's point of view, there is no low and high. This is called giving up kula, mana. Brahmana is respected in society, but he never cared for the society's respect. One day, Ramakrishna was at room, then Baburam Maharaj, he was sleeping in his room, and one Ramdayal Babu. At night, Ramakrishna was jumping up and down. Suddenly they woke up. He was spitting. I spit upon name and fame. I spit upon respect of people. I spit. He started spitting there. I had to make a little bit fun, you know. Who is going to clean it tomorrow morning? Only Holy Mother has to clean that one. So you can do whatever you like. And who will be moving in that room? So after spitting, was he taking care not to step upon it? Never do such a thing. Anyway, these people were understood. What is it? My God, this man, he is teaching us a lesson that we should never... We are all people, you know. If people don't give us a good seat when we are invited, then we take offense. I know my experience. There were two fast friends, women, both musicians, good singers. So one day I went there. Whenever there is a function, they sing together. This time I saw the other lady has not come at all. Then what happened? I asked at the end of it, I don't see your friend, what happened? Oh, Swamiji, she became very angry. She stopped coming to me, she stopped talking to me. I said, what happened? Last time when I invited you, I was very busy arranging for puja. That lady came, I did not greet her. She took offense. She stayed for a short time and then excusing something, she went. After that, no telephone talk, no greeting, nothing. They used to come to the ashrama but don't greet each other. Devotees, both are devotees. See, don't think we are very big like that, you know. So if somebody looks down or does something, we take offense. We take offense at everything. Person looks, take offense. Doesn't look, take offense. Smiles, takes offense. Doesn't smile, take offense. Speaks to you, takes offense. Doesn't speak to you, take offense. We are waiting for that opportunity to take an offense. How much ahankara is it? It's all related to ahankara. Sri Ramakrishna completely given up. Ramakrishna's gospel. One day Keshav Chandra Sen came. This talk has come. Everybody was praising Keshav. Keshav wanted to tease Sri Ramakrishna to find out. So they were all praising him. Then who is he? Keshav Chandra Sen is asking the fellows who is pointing to Sri Ramakrishna, who is he? Immediately, before they reply, I am nothing but the dust of the dust of the dust of your feet. Sri Ramakrishna is telling to Keshav. And Keshav Chandra Sen, better than anybody, who Sri Ramakrishna was. That's why Girish Chandra Ghosh used to say, this time Sri Ramakrishna conquered the world through humility. He taught them how to make salutation to sadhus. Other they used to say like that. That is the salutation. Inclining the head a little bit. Tyaji jati kulama. Then some this before I conclude, in Mundaka Upanishad there is a beautiful saying. When a man realizes God, what happens to him? Vidyate hridaya grandhi, chidyante sarva samshaya, kshiyante cha asya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare. When a person had atma sakshatkara, then what happens? Vidyate hridaya grandhi, all the knots of ignorance. Hridaya grandhi means what? The knots of ignorance are completely cut asunder. They can never in future come back to him. Chidyante sarva samshayaha. All doubts will vanish forever. Why? Pratyaksha darshana. Kshiyante cha asya karmani. All is karma. How many karmas? Karma means karma phala. How many karma phalas? Sanchita, prarabdha and agami. Everything will be totally jnana agnihi sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute eda. Bhagavad Gita is telling the fire of knowledge, how it burns all the karma phalas, sukha, dukkha, everything is burnt. That would be the result. That means he knows I am the Atman. I am the Atman means I am not the body and mind. Therefore, all doubts belong to whom? To the mind. All fears belong to whom?
Mind.
All knots belong to whom?
Mind.
All karmas belong to whom? Body. Karma means karma phala. It belongs to the body. So when body mind is not there, what karma phala will be there? I am the Atman. So that is the result he gives. Sampada tava sri pada bhava goshpada variyathai. What a beautiful one. Sampada tava, your wealth. Tava means your wealth. Bhava sampada, the wealth of the world. What is the comparison? Goshpada vari yathai. Yathai means just like. Goshpada and vari. Goshpada means what? The hoof where a cow puts its foot. Supposing it depresses. And then the rain comes. How much water is accumulated in that, only that little. What is the water in the ocean? What is the comparison between this small puddle of water and that ocean of water? So, like that, bhava sampada, bhava means samsara, worldly wealth, and your wealth, what is the comparison? Absolutely no comparison. Therefore, whoever gets your sampada, they don't even look, oh, there is, that is something valuable. Is it something valuable? It is not only not valuable, it is counter valuable, because it always brings what? Dukkha. So, what is the sukha dukkha ratio, worldly sukha dukkha ratio, what is it? 50-50, like a horse and a rabbit. You understand the story? Horse and rabbit. Swami Yatishan Maharaj, famous. What is our devotion to God and the world? 50-50. What is 50-50? During Second World War, meat was very rare, because food was rare, ration. So, rabbit meat was even rarer. So, one restaurant advised, rabbit meat served here. One fellow had not eaten for many years, many months. So, he went and ordered a plate, big plate was given, big plate. How much meat rabbit will give if you take out all the fur? Big plate. He was eating and eating and eating. He knows what rabbit meat was. He never got any taste. Then he called the cook. Is there really rabbit meat? He said, yes. Then why I am not getting? Sir, you know rabbits are very scarce, so we have to mix with horse meat, horse meat. He said, what is the proportion? He said, 50-50. What do you mean by 50-50? One horse and one rabbit. So, what is the worldly happiness and unhappiness proportion? 50-50. Dukkha is like the horse. Sukha is like the rabbit. But in Bhagavan's happiness, there is not a trace of dukkha. That is why it is called ananda. It is not called sukha. Sukha, santosha, the tushti, these are all worldly degrees. But in God's bliss, there is no degree. It is 100%, only 100%. Because it doesn't have any opposite. So that is what, sampada tava, sripada, bhava goshpada varyathai. Tava sripada. Tava sampada is sripada. So what is God's wealth? Why, what is God called in Sanskrit language? Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? He who has got bhaga is called Bhagavan. What is bhaga? Bhaga consists of six. Vairagya, Shri, Aishwarya, Virya, Vairagya, like that, one more I forgot. If these six in infinite qualities, that is called bhaga. And he who possesses this one, he is called Bhagavan. This is the real sampada. On the first 1886, January 1886, and there were many direct disciples serving Sri Ramakrishna. None of them ever came there. All householders only. Then later on they were asked, hey, Sri Ramakrishna was bestowing his grace. Why did you not come to receive it? What are you talking about? Every day, first of all, he is giving us. This is not a one-day phenomena. It's not a one-day phenomena. Every day he used to bestow his grace upon some people. But that day, it broke the boundary. He was blessing who was ever coming. Even then, these two fellows did not receive that day. Two fellows, unfortunate people, on that day. Later on, they received it. Now, why did they not come? They said something very important, Sharat Maharaj. He said, he is like our father. Whatever wealth I have, Like father's wealth after his death goes to whom? To the children. My wealth will go to my children. So what is my wealth, Sri Ramakrishna's wealth? Viveka, Vairagya, Bhakti and Jnana. So I will conclude this talk just commenting upon it. Viveka, Vairagya, Jnana, Bhakti, this is your sampada. And see here, Bill Gates, billions of dollars, billions of pounds. So you ask, what sampada? You are very rich. What will you do with your, will you eat? What will you do if you have money? You get certain things which you think will give you happiness. So ultimately, what is the sampada? Only happiness. But whereas this worldly happiness has got three problems. How many? What are the three? First of all, it is limited. You know, if you are eating a sweet, you want to see nice things. Suppose the fellow who is serving you rasagulla is a ferocious fellow. Your tongue is enjoying the rasagulla, but your eyes are fearing that fellow, isn't it? So his words are like karkasha, like hidimbas or tatakas, words like that, thunders. So it is limited, first. Secondly, it always brings its opposite. If you are enjoying a sweet, always, oh, for now it is okay, but when can I have it? Again. Opposite, dukkha. Before eating sweet, you have to work 24 hours. After eating also, you have to work to digest it. It is in between, a little bit of tickling of the tongue. Momentary happiness. Every sukha in this world brings bandhana. What is bandhana? I want it again and again and again. Understand it? Three doshas are there. Whereas ananda, it is bereft of all the three. It is full, it is infinite, it doesn't bind you, it is not partial, and you become free. It will make you free. This worldly happiness will bind you more, but Bhagavan's happiness will release you. It gives mukti. Once you have that happiness, you say, I don't want anything else. I want only you. Pratikshanam vardhamanam. So, sampadatrava sripada bhavagoshpada variyathai. Then the next sentence goes, premarpana samadarshana. Jaga jana dukkha jaya. If we understand what is an avatara? What is an avatara? Premarpana means what? He is a embodiment of prema. Prema comes of knowledge. Because of prema, samadarshana. What is samadarshana?
Equanimity.
Equality, not equanimity. Equal-sightedness. What is equanimity? To keep the mind completely calm and quiet. Equal vision means you don't make any distinction. Low caste, high caste, educated, illiterate, rich and poor, learned and ignorant. You never make such a difference. Like a mother who has 5-6 children, she loves everyone completely equally. Even though she may give different treatment to suit the child's capacity, but her love is completely equal. If anybody understands it, that person becomes free from all bondage. Jaga jana dukkha jaya. We will discuss about it next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhur.